vseživljenjski projekt Ministrstva za izobraževanje, znanost in šport.
Sem prepričan, da bi uveljavitev omenila slabo za šolski sistem.
Dvigant klobuk in reči fuck off. In to z vsem akademskim dostojanstvom.
In nam cela generacija tele manjka, ker je pač svoj upravo, niso se zaposlovali.
Da ne bomo skregali generacij med seboj.
Problem je hud in pereč. Naš predlog pa je sledeč.
Kot študente od vlade zahtevamo, da takšne spremembe odpravi.
Bistveno je, da se sami organiziramo.
Kaj pa univerza?
In to z vsem akademskim dostojanstvom.
Kaj pa poljski študentski domovi? V zadnjega pol leta sta se na Poljskem zgodili dve zasedbi študentskih domov, s katerima so udeleženke opozarjale na pomankanje prostora v javnih študentskih nastanitvah in razmere, v katerih živijo študentke. Študentski domovi na Poljskem v teoriji omogočajo prostor vsaki šesti študentki na rednem študiju. V praksi je zaradi dotrajanosti objektov in poskusov izboljšanja kvalitete bivanja z zmanjševanjem števila postelj v sobah prostih mest še manj. Študentska domova, ki sta bila izseljena zaradi slabega stanja stavbe, sta tudi Kamionka v Krakovu in Jovita v Poznanju. Šemon, ki je bil udeleženec zasedbe v Poznanju, predstavi situacijo študentskih domov.
In Poznan last year at the Adam Mickiewicz University around 2000 people applied for a place in student dormitory and there are only 1500 places in student halls of residence, which is enough for about 5% of students, and people also don't apply for places in the student halls of residence, in the student dormitories in greater numbers because their prices in some cases reach the price of renting a room on the private market. So we also have to meet a number of criteria and you have to be really cool, come from a home far from the university. So most people know that they simply won't get a room in a dorm. And they even don't apply. In addition, the housing condition in the dorms are sometimes dramatic. Students talk about, fungi on the walls, bed bugs, and sometimes it's really dramatic too.
Študentski dom Jovita v Poznanju je del Univerze Adama Mickiewicza. Študentke pa so ga zasedle 8. decembra lani. Naš sogovorec opiše, zakaj in kako se je zasedba zgodila.
We occupied a public dormitory in Poznan last December, and it started because the university wanted to sell it. They wanted to sell the building. There was a talk of a lack of money for renovation, which is necessary due to the technical state of the building and legal problems related to the company registered in Cyprus, that claims rights to part of the building. We've protested for more than 6 months, organizing protests, leafleting, published student newspapers about this dormitory, among other things. And finally, we decided on an occupation.
Sogovorec je del mladinskega kroga Iniciativa Pratovniča. Delavska iniciativa, ki je bila vključena v organizacijo zasedbe tako v Poznanju kot tudi v Krakovu. Poveda s kolektivom med drugim po univerzah organizirajo brezplačne menze in se nasplošno ukvarjajo z možnostmi izboljšanja študentskega položaja. Poleg omenjenega pa so v zasedbah sodelovali tudi drugi kolektivi.
It was Rosbad kolektiv, the squad. It was Iniciativa Pratovniče, it means the Youth Workers Initiative, trade union. And the third collective was Food Not Bombs, Poznań. And it was the three collectives which were organized Jovita protest. And in Krakow, it was just youth of the Workers Initiative and the food not bombs.
Študent pove več o zahtevah, ki so jih predstavili vodstvu.
So we had four demands to the state and university authorities. We demanded that the Jovita dormitory be renovated and put back into operation. We also demanded an increase in the number of places in dormitories across Poland and separate budget for this. Public canteens and the university. The last demand was for no legal consequences for the occupiers, because you know, because in Poland students are not allowed to strike or occupy buildings unless announced by the student government, which at the time they didn't support our actions, considering them too radical.
Kot omenjeno, jih študentska vlada pri zasedbi ni podpirala. Prav tako negativen je bil odziv vodstva univerze Adama Mikjeviča.
Okay, so they were really angry. The university authorities tried to frighten us. Our access to showers was cut off. Private security was introduced to part of the building. The university authorities tried to make our occupation. They tried to say them that we are a danger, and you know, and they insinuated that we were brawling, drinking alcohol, inviting drunken homeless people, and that we were not students but anarchists. They tried to talk with media that we aren't students, but we are that. Anarchists from Rosbad squad, which supported us in our struggle, and some students even live there on the squad, so they tried to talk about us as not a student, but as an anarchist, old guys who aren't involved in university life, but we didn't care about, because most of us come from this anarchist environment. We have met with the rector who had just come to fight on us and force us to leave the building.
Zasedbenice so zahtevali, naj se sestanek zgodi v Joviti. Kot je povedal naš sogovorec, pa v pogovoru z rektorico niso bili uspešni. Kasneje jih je obiskal minister za visoko šolstvo.
Eventually the minister for education higher education came to see us, who as the newly sworn in minister wanted to build a positive image for himself. This as well as the fact that this was the first student occupation in 30 years and our good organizational preparation meant that the demand to renovate the building was met. The minister was also to allocate funds in the near future for the construction of public dormitories throughout Poland. So far, it won't be much, but we don't intend to stop fighting. Only the demand for public continues. Has not yet been taken up by the universities and state authorities, but we still fight.
V nadaljevanju sogovorec pove, da je fond za študentske domove namenjen prenovam in gradnji novih domov, ter bo skušal na vsaki univerzi na Poljskem zagotoviti, da bo v javnih domovih prostora za najmanj 10% študentk. Dobrih 30 milijonov evrov je po besedah študenta za zdaj še obljuba, vendar sam verjame, da se tako financiranje lahko s časoma zgodi. Zasedba se je po 10 dneh uspešno zaključila. Kar se je na Poljskem zgodilo prvič po 30 letih, kot pove sogovorec. Študentke so po zasedbi izdale knjigo Jovita ostaja, zgodovina 10-dnevnega študentskega gibanja, ki je sicer v poljščini dostopna brezplačno. Vseeno pa konec zasedbe temelji na obljubi vodstva po upoštevanju zahtev. Več o tem pove študent.
So we are currently waiting for a renovation project or a new building on the same site. We still wait. We don't know how long we had to wait. The university authority said that it will be in a public dormitory in the same place, but we don't know if it will be a new building or the same building but renovated. We are trying to push the university authority to launch a tender for this as soon as possible, but we're sure that in the next few years the dormitory is expected to be back in operation as a dormitory, as a public building. But we don't know if it will be a new, as I said, as a new building or the old building but renovated.
Slabega pol leta po uspešno izvedeni zasedbi v Poznanju so študentke v Krakovu zasedle študentski dom Kamionka, ki je del Jagiellonske univerze. Zasedba se je začela 17. maja in še traja. Zahteve zasedbe so podobne tistim v Poznanju. Študentke od univerze zahtevajo naj študentskega doma Kamionka ne proda in ga namesto tega prenovi. Študentke so v zahtevah navedle tudi naj univerze ne proda doma Burša Jagiellonskega, čeprav je univerza odziv na zasedbo zanikala namero o prodaji. Med zahtevami pa je tudi želja po izgradnji novih študentskih domov. V začetnih dneh zasedbe je vodstvo univerze javnost v izjavi obvestilo, da začasno suspendira študentke vključene v zasedbo, saj naj bi bila ta ilegalna. Opozorilo je tudi, da je študentski dom Kamionka zaradi svojega stanja potencialno nevaren za zadrževanje, kar je bil tudi eden od prvotnih razlogov za izselitev. Tako vodstvo univerze kot tudi njena študentska vlada sta opozorila, da je zasedba preveč radikalen poseg v privatno lastnino in da imajo študentke vso pravico protestirati, vendar naj to delajo mirno in v dialogu. Vodstvo je napisalo tudi, da študentke pred zasedbo niso želele imeti dialoga z vodstvom ali z študentsko vlado. Naš sogovorec potrdi, da sestankov z vodstvom pred zasedbo ni bilo veliko in doda, da so študentke na stanje v Kamionki opozarjale v javnosti. Po slabih dveh tednih zasedbe študentskega doma Kamionka je ta torek vodstvo sporočilo, da univerza doma ne bo prodala ter da so odprti za možnost prenove, če bo študentstvo izkazalo interes za bivanje v Kamionki. Hkrati v gibanju povedo, da za študente ne bo pravih pravnih posledic zaradi izvedenih akcij. Če bodo pristojni držali svoje obljube, bo študentski dom Kamionka torej obstal in je bila študentska zasedba uspešna. O poljskih zasedbah študentskih domov je pisala Vika.
Sem vseživljenjski projekt Ministrstva za izobraževanje, znanost in šport.
Sem prepričan, da bi uveljavitev omenila slabo za šolski sistem.
Dvigant klobuk in reči fuck off. In to z vsem akademskim dostojanstvom.
In nam cela generacija tele manjka, ker je pač suj v svojo upravo, niso se zaposlovali.
Da ne bomo skregali generacije med seboj.
Problem je hud in pereč. Naš predlog pa je sledeč.
Kot študente od vlade zahtevamo, da takšne spremembe odpravi.
Bistveno je, da se sami organiziramo.
Kaj pa univerza?
In to z vsem akademskim dostojanstvom.